You know, I don't know. I don't know that, you know, being in the top five is a goal. I think one of the things we have to understand, and I think our players have to understand, hopefully I'll get the message across, is in order for us to be good at anything we do, we have to continue to be good fundamentally before we can take the next step. We have to be good fundamentally. We have to play as a great team defense like we do. We have to not make mistakes. We have to play hard each and every Sunday. I know it sounds...
But you did that last year.
I know, but we have to do it again. If we don't do those things, there's no way we'll be able to take the next step. From there, we have to be able to create more turnovers. We have to use the players in the best place that we can. We have to be better early in the year than we were last year.
Do you change anything to do that to make sure you come out of the gate better? Do you change
anything? Not really. I mean, you know, we're trying to be as detailed in everything that we do as we can. I think the preseason games for me are not for us to perform. It's for the players to play as individuals the best they can. So we don't try to – we still try to play as good team defense and all that, but you know, it's to find out who can play and do what we're asking them to do. So, you know, we've typically been pretty good coming out of the gates because we're prepared, and so I'm going to make sure that we're prepared coming out this year.
The key, I think, you guys get settled down when Crocker came back. You know, that was a big thing to get settled down that first year. You'd like probably not to have to call him back again. Is there any sense that you can fill that spot?
Well, I think so, but you know, you never know, and I'm open for whoever can play to play. I don't care if we have to call him back or not call him back. So, but I do think that we've got some guys with the ability to do it. And so, you know, whether or not that pans out, then we just, you know, we're good coaches, I think, and we'll figure out ways to get guys in the right places.
What did you learn about Ray last year? Slow start and came on late. What did you learn about him?
Not just last year, but you know, early in the season, you know, I think his weight has to be lower than what it was early on. One of the things I learned about him in the off season is how much he cares about not only the Bengals, about the city of Cincinnati, the fans here. He cares a lot about the people in this organization and the people in the fans, even though, you know, like I said before, everybody doesn't really think the same of him. But this off season, he went out and he worked out twice a day. You know, it's important to him, and I always knew that, but he's really made a committed effort to getting better.
Can a byproduct of James Harrison being here be that maybe that spotlight is not necessarily so pointed at Ray?
Yeah, I think the negative spotlight is pointed at Ray most of the time. But, I think if we all play good, then everybody will end up getting praise or whatever it is. And so, you know, people can pick at whoever, you know, hey, you know, I had a bad call on third down or whatever. You know, so that's just everyone else's opinion. I think I've been an expert at this, or try to be an expert at this job for a long time, and I like the things that he does. And you know, as far as Harrison being here, I think it'll be good for us. I don't know that, you know, necessarily it's good for Ray or not good for Ray. Really what we try to do is we care about us, and that's the kind of guys that I like to have here. So,
what do you like that Ray does? Because you endorsed him immediately.
I think he's an extremely physical guy. He runs, he hits. You know, I'm gonna put a play on where he knocked. Go back through the Giants game and see when. Who was the guy who was here? Pulled around. Who's the guard to play for the Giants? Knocked his mouthpiece up about 15 feet in the air. I mean, I haven't seen a hit like that in I don't know how long. But who was that guy? Was he here?
Did he play here?
Maybe it was Cowboys. Who was here?
Livings.
Yeah, Livings. Yeah, go ask Livings where his mouthpiece is. Yeah. Anyway.
Getting back to safety, Could you do by committee there, Officer Bridgie?
I don't think so. I think we'll find a guy.
Mm-hmm. Is that guy necessarily here already?
I think he could be. Yeah, I think he could be. I don't know who it is yet. I like some of the things Iloka did this spring. I like some of the things Williams did this spring. I like some of the things Mays did. And so I do believe that we'll find it out of somebody in there.
Where is Carlos at with his maturity? That's a big part of why I imagine you guys decided to invest in him.
Well, he's improved every year from where he was. Now, he's not perfect. He's still got ways to go, but he's improved quite a bit. Hopefully he'll continue to stay on the same track he has been on. And if he does that, he's got a chance to be a good player.
There's not really a ceiling for him because the physical skills are all there. Is that really it? Just a matter of kind of putting the whole package?
For us, we try to get guys to buy into the team concept, number one, and not be selfish or individuals. And that's one of the things he had to do early on in his career was learn that, what's important to me is not necessarily what's important to him, but what's important to us is. And so I think he's come a long way that way, and, he'll keep hearing the same message he's heard for 3 or 4 years, however long he's been here.